You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hey, hey, people. We thank you so much for joining us. We are trying to get this technical stuff down pat. I know that there is a football game going on, but we are going to keep moving in stride. Somebody post the stats, the score to the game, and we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to set off a prayer. So God, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. And we just ask, Lord, that you would have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of this broadcast. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would just move in the mighty name of Jesus. We
yes.
bind and hinder every distraction in the mighty name of Jesus mm-hmm. and ask, God, that you would have your way, God.
Your way, Father.
We ask that you would move, God, that you would breathe over this broadcast, that you would have your way, that it would be a blessing unto your people, Lord, that
yes.
it would speak volumes, God, that it would give encouragement, that it would do exactly what you set it out to do and to be for the people that are married, for your children, God, to help them to overcome,
yep.
to defeat the enemy, Lord. The enemy is already defeated, and so to defeat the enemy mm. to give us tools and resources and arsenal, God, that we would be able to encamp, God, what you would have for us to do, that we would be able to have that flow in the kingdom, God, that you would have us to be with the marriages, God, that we would be strong, God, that you would rebuild, God, that you would build up, God, that you would restore, God, that you would have your way, God, that you would impart love. And so, Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus and
now.
We remove every distraction in the mighty name,
in
of,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We ask, God, that you would have your way. Every technical distraction, from the microphones to the internet to the technology to the Wi-Fi, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, we ask that you would have your way. We are asking now, Holy Spirit, flow.
Mm-hmm.
We are asking now, Holy Spirit, have your way.
Have your way.
Are asking now, God, that you would be magnified in the mighty
name of Jesus.
God, we honor you in the name of Jesus with this broadcast. And we ask,
yes,
God, that you will continue to have your way, God.
Lord,
let us remain humble, God, as
yes.
you do the elevation, God.
Yep.
Let us remain humble, God, as you are imparting into those marriages and
yep.
those relationships. Let us remain humble, God, as you do the work, God. And as you rebuild, God, as you repair, as you restore, as you, God, have your way and you mend the relationships in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
We ask, God, that you would continue to rule and reign
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, fill this atmosphere, God. We ask, God, that you would have your way, God, that we would
yes.
move forward, and that you would give us the wisdom, that you would give us the guidance, that you would give us everything that we would need, God, for this broadcast as we're moving forward
Lord.
To be able to deal with our in-laws. Let us be able to do that in love. Let us to be able to do that in peace and in joy, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Lord, we ask, God, that you would give wisdom.
Yep.
We ask that you would give guidance.
Yes.
And we ask that you take over in this broadcast in the mighty
name of Jesus.
And we magnify you, God.
Mm.
We honor you, Lord, because it is due your name. And we ask, Lord, that you would just be magnified in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God, we glorify you. And we ask, God, that you just continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial subscription. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through the unmatched selections of the audiobooks and the programs, download a title free, and start listening today. It's just that easy. Go to the audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. We just want to thank God. We want to thank our listeners, our viewers, the podcast viewers. The podcast is available anywhere. Podcasts are available on Apple, Android, and online platforms under Marriage Takeover. And we're being listened to and aired in 8 different countries. So we're really excited about that and excited about the growth. And our first official date night is coming
yes.
up on this Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m. So you've probably seen the flyer kind of perusing around the area. I want to make sure that you, if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, visit marriagetakeover.com to register. Registration is free, but you must register so that the chef can have enough food prepared. Each couple will pay for their own meals, so let's make sure that we understand that. And we will also have like a giveaway. So I want to make sure that we are all excited about that. And
we're excited.
And if you want date night to come to a city near you, inbox us. Go to marriagetakeover@gmail.com. Send us an email. Say, hey, listen, we want Marriage Takeover in our city. And we will put that on the calendar for 2020 so that we can come out and have Marriage Takeover date night in your area. All right? So, yes.
Wow. But, you know, it's, you know, one thing I come to understand is that when you look at Matthew 19, 4-6, it says, "And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them in the at the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twine shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twine but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so, but that's the thing, because, like, I remember when my mother-in-law, this is what I want to say, this had to be the first time that I think.
I thought we were going to say that for the bonus.
No. Oh, my bad.
See?
I guess mine was a lot better. But anywho, I'm not going to go there. But it came, I want to say, like, maybe the first couple years, and I do mean couple years, that when we first got married, because I want to say it got to the point where I didn't want to go home because of the change that would take place. And I'd be like, listen, I ain't got time to be going home dealing with old crap when it's new, when this is what we do. I understand, because one thing, when you go back home, you deal with, when you go back home, or when home comes to you, or where you grew up comes to you, then there comes a familiar spirit that comes along with it, because of, hey, this is what I do, this is what I did growing up. So does that mean I get to do? Does that mean I can do the same things again? No, not really, because the thing is that one, when you have established the foundation of your own home, then you have to consider your husband or your wife.
Right, right. So just a sidebar and a side note, YouTube, although we see that it's recording, it's not on live. They can't see us on YouTube. It looks like it's still waiting for the show to start.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, you're right. So there were some things that you had to change and that you have to adjust. And so for me, that was a hard adjustment because, like I said, I was a daughter. Not only was I the daughter, like, I was the oldest daughter. So, you know, when you're the oldest, you have a greater level of responsibility. So when I was home, there was a greater level of responsibility that I had. And it was a matter of, there were certain things that when I was home or when I was around family, like, I adapted back to that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I did not remain submissive in a sense of, you know, I'm
what basically according to the foundation that was set
right
for our home.
So I didn't remain, so it was really hard for me. So for example, we and to hear Eric tell the story, like, it's hilarious because he would be like, it's like we're up in the air, and the moment we hit land on the airport,
oh my god,
it's just like
it
the
changes.
Moment we hit the tarmac, it's
like, oh, this is like real me. Wait a minute, what?
And I was like, well, are you serious? And for years, I did not realize that I was changing. People would be like, why do you change when you get around your people?
It started that way because I'm like, wait a minute. But it was so funny because one thing I come to understand is that when you allow patience to have its perfect work in you, it allows you to sit back and observe.
Right.
And so when I sit back and observe, like, the first couple years, going home, rawr, I am the big I am. Soon as we land, but soon as we get to the airport, we're raw, raw. Soon as we get there, la la la, like, wait a minute.
Oh my God.
It wasn't like this 5 minutes ago. What is really going on? And so, but that's the thing, because when you come into a place of familiar, sometimes we often forget of what we have established when the in-laws come around.
Right.
But see, one thing I do love, I love the in-laws. I'd be like, oh, baby, no, you ain't home no more. Mm-mm. You need to do what you do. You know what I'm saying? You know how the mothers do. You know, even the fathers, when they're dealing with them, champ, you know you don't do that when we ain't here. Stop playing. I hate for her to hit you up while we gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, because one thing that I love about it, because this is the thing. Granted, there are literally some marriages that are, excelling, but sometimes the in-laws don't like either whether it be the husband or the wife, because of whatever differences. Or sometimes it can be, you know, vice versa, whatever the role may be. But then it's like, how do you make that establishment with your parents and your spouse? Because like, listen, he ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We're building upon our relationship. So either if you continue with this, then how will you actually get to know who your spouse really is?
Right, right. And like I said, I don't think sometimes, and then here's the caveat, because then there are some times where the in-laws don't have the best interest and they don't have your best interest at heart. But I think a lot of times, and for the most part, the in-laws, I don't think they understand the challenges of you being able to balance, like you being a child, as well as you also now being, you know, a husband or a wife.
I remember we was living in Alaska. I have to say this one. We was living in Alaska. We came home for, was it Christmas?
No.
Or Thanksgiving?
It was in May.
No.
Was it?
We came home for something.
I thought it was May.
Okay, that's right, because it was doing breakup.
It was hot.
So I remember we came home for whatever the reason may be. It was just after the buy all and spend all your money holidays. But we came home for whatever reason. And so we was at my mom's house. And
Go ahead.
And so we was at my mom's house. And so my mom asked me, she says, baby, can you cut the grass? Now, I'm originally from Florida, from Tallahassee, Florida. One time from Tallahassee in the house. But I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. So I leave Alaska at, I think it was like negative 30 degrees. And at that time, it was warm.
Maybe it wasn't negative 30.
No, it was in the negative. Because we haven't hit breakup yet. So it was March.
It was May.
It was March.
Okay.
Because we haven't hit breakup yet.
Okay.
And so when we, you know what? No, I think she's right. I think it must have been 30 degrees.
Right. I think it was
30. Yeah, it was 30 degrees. And so we leave in Alaska coming to the Sunshine State. And when we got, now you know how it is when you're in the airport, it's nice and cold, you know, freezing in the airport. To us, it was like a sunny day in the airport. I stepped outside to see if my brother was out there to pick us up. I was outside for 2 minutes, came back inside,
drenched
in sweat.
It was so humid. Because
it was so hot.
It was hot.
She said hot. She said humidity.
It was humid.
And it was
humid.
It was 9 o'clock at night and it was 98 degrees. So
that was humid and hot.
Yeah, mind now, when you're coming from, your body adjusts to the area that you're in. So
right.
Now it's like, you know, my blood is a lot more thicker because of the temperatures that we lived in. And so my mom, when we got to my mom's house, it was like whatever, I forgot whatever day it was. It was in the morning. My mom asked me, you know, I'm an early bird. I get up, she asked me, she says, baby, can you cut the grass? Now, let's just say when you're on a push mower in a big yard, we're talking about an acre.
Now, let's remind
you. Let's just deal with an acre.
We got in at 9 o'clock was the flight.
No, we flew. Right, we flew into Tampa.
And it was 98 degrees right. At that time.
That night, at night. It
so
was 98.
Imagine how the temperature is the following morning.
It was 9 o'clock in the. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. It was already 90 degrees outside.
Now I'm not an early bird, but I heard this.
And so man, I tell you, I said. I came back, you know, you can't tell your mom, no, you know, I'm still the baby of the family. So, you know, mom asked, sure, no problem.
Now, he hadn't cut grass in what, we've been
I haven't cut a big grass.
2 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we were in Alaska and, you know, our yard was what?
Real small.
Real small.
Just whoop, 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 we're done. I'm done. 5 minutes, yard's cut, I'm done. But here we're talking about an acre. Oh, 1 full acre with a push mower. Not a ride. A push. And so my mom says to me, she says, listen, can you cut the grass for me? I said, sure, no problem. So I go sit on the bed. My wife wakes up, which is surprising because like I said, she's
I'm not an early bird.
So she says to me, she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm about to cut the grass. She said, oh, no, you not. And so I'm sorry, I don't know. This is what we had to see a moment. So when she saw that I was getting ready to do, she was like, Mima, that's what all the grandkids call her that. I was like, Mima, I'm sorry, but Erica's not finna cut this grass. She's like, Mima, it is already 90 degrees. We just left an area of 30. She was like, I don't see why he can't cut no grass. She was like, you know what?
So here's my question. We've been gone for 2 years. Who been cutting your grass?
And she was like, I pay somebody to cut the grass. He's not finna cut the grass.
Right.
I don't see why he can't cut the grass. Meanwhile, my husband is not finna get out there and pass out because it's too hot. It is 90 degrees. I'm telling you, see that? I'm sitting in the room like a little kid. I'm sitting in the room like a little kid. Go ahead, baby. Do it. Go ahead and tell him. But it was so funny because then what it looked like after that was basically their thought of how my house was running, but it was just her taking care of her husband. Because, right. You know, me as a, because listen, there's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Right.
And so.
So we were going to get it done. Yeah, we wasn't going to cut it.
Grass was going to be cut. I just wasn't going to cut it. I'm serious. I was already praying, Lord, please don't let me pass out. It was coming. First time ever. I don't know if you're in Florida. You got them little garden snakes. You got water moccasins. And so, and you got haters. We talk about an acre. So I don't have to cut the grass butt naked to keep cool.
Please not butt naked. No, we are not sharing the jewels.
but those are literally like the kind of things that you would kind of run into. And so you have to make sure that you keep a level headed, because it's just like, even though the in-laws are in town, the in-laws are at the house having fun, right. Everybody having good fun, but you still got to remember who you're supposed to cleave to.
And then not only that, you number one, remember who you're supposed to cleave to, but then set boundaries in advance.
Yeah.
So now we know Thanksgiving is coming, and for us, because we're both from the same town, we grew up in the same town, whenever we go back home, we had to alternate who we were going to be staying with, because of course, every time I went home, my mom wanted me to come home, and then every time he comes home, his mom wants him home. So we had to alternate it so that we can keep a balance, and we can keep a steady flow, and kind of keep peace in the home.
Uh-huh.
So we stayed with, you know, one family 1 year we went, and another family the other time we went, and then we would always be able to meet up and have time and spend time with the other family, but it was something that we had to set and establish a boundary for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're getting ready to go into Thanksgiving, determine, okay, sit down and determine, where are we going to go? Whose house are we going to go to? All right, so what are some of our family standards?
Right.
What do we decide as a family, as one unit, that we're going to do as we're going out?
Right.
So now, and just, you know, kind of put that out there, I love my mother-in-law. She is my mother in love. We have a beautiful relationship now. So that was when we were first, you know, married. And I was stubborn as all outdoors.
That girl stubborn, boy. I'm praying for you.
I was stubborn as all outdoors. But there were still some challenges that we had to face. And then even after my mom passed, there were some additional hurdles and challenges that I had to face, just because I didn't want anybody to feel like I was trying to replace my mom with somebody else. Mm. And so for me, I was still guarded in that area after my mom passed. And so whenever we would kind of get around family, there were certain things or certain avenues where I would let my mother in love in, and then some certain areas where I wouldn't let her in, because, you know, that was safeguarded for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know who you are. Right. It's important to establish those boundaries in advance.
Right.
So when we go, there are certain, you know, we go and we visit everybody, we go and do certain things, but, you know, I'm very protective when it comes to my children. So there are some places, my kids, that you just not going over to such and such cousin house and having a good time, and you and mommy's not there. Like, you're just not gonna go. So understanding that in advance,
right,
when we get to that conversation and dinner is over with, and we get somebody, hey, won't you let the kids come over? No, we're good. Because we've already set that standard in advance.
And there won't be no issues, no problems. Because the thing is that when you are, how can I put it? When you set the boundaries, now everybody knows moving forward, because it's what you agreed on. Right. It's what you agree. So it does not matter, come whatever it may be, the great thing or it might be a bad thing. It doesn't matter because you've already, within your household, upon the foundation that you have already set, hey, this is not what we're going to cross. And my thing is, you know, make sure you keep a good, even playing field because, you know, honestly, I hate to say it, but, you know, we on one side of the tracks, her folks on another side of the tracks. We grew up with the thugs, you know what I'm saying, the hustlers. They grew up with the Portridge family and, you know, Little House on the Prairie, if you understand what I'm saying.
We were decent.
So, it's like, you know what I mean? So, it's like, you now, you already have that one barrier just because of, one, the lifestyle.
Right. And that's important to note, too. Because, like I said, it was different because of the lifestyle, which is why, and I think we did it a couple of episodes ago, when you are getting married, set your foundation for your family.
Right.
Whether it's just you and your spouse or whether you have kids, set that foundation because as you move forward and as you lead and cleave to one another, right, that foundation is what's going to be able to sustain you.
Right.
So enforce that. I know there were times where, you know, Eric is the baby. I'm the oldest. So there were certain things where, right, there were certain things that I was accustomed to already doing and moving and breeding and, you know, just taking control over certain situations because my mom was a single mom. And so I was already accustomed to taking care of my sister. I was already accustomed to
taking
care of things because she worked.
Being the head honcho.
Right. So as she worked, I was responsible for making sure that we ate. I was responsible for making sure that the house was clean. I was responsible for a certain amount of things. And so as we're getting together and we're moving, and it was a matter of Eric, things had been done for him all his life because he was the baby.
Now, I won't say done for me. Let's just say,
well, things are made easier.
I had an easier
way. Right? So things are made easier. So imagine when we all got together and, you know, as the family was getting together and they were still treating him like the baby.
Right.
So if even when it comes to, and then I'll say this as well before I you know, transition over. It's also really important that as the challenges arise, ladies, allow your husbands to check and to enforce those boundaries with their parents.
And also, husbands, you also have to allow your wife to lay those boundaries and with the parents, what she just said. That was just right. So heavy. Because the thing is, if I try to, well, you already know how to try it. When I tried to check mom, she was like, look, Slim, I don't know what, come here, let me put you over my knee. Wait a minute. Don't you dare hit me.
And it causes conflict when you don't do that. So it causes conflict when I checked his mom or when I set certain boundaries because they didn't, and I don't know if it was because it was direct or if it was because it came off as disrespectful.
Who do you think you are?
Or what it was, but there were certain things that we had already established with our children.
Right.
There were certain things that we had already established within our relationship.
Right.
That we just weren't going to allow outside forces to come in. And that was on both sides of our
family.
Both
sides, right.
And so it was a matter of, all right, so make sure now that we have this. When we get in front of your family, I don't want you changing the script.
Don't start tripping. But the funny thing is, it is so easy to do because you come back accustomed to what's familiar. And that's the thing. That is the heavy piece because you're now in a familiar place that you have to now begin to deal with within yourself. And know, because the one thing is that when you have your background and I have my background, we have to now mesh our backgrounds to what works for our household, for our marriage, and the things that we do. And in doing so, that is what we begin to take out and present to others because of this is just how we flow.
Right.
And so therefore, we have to also be careful in the things that we do and say when the in-laws come in to come to town. Now, I love my mother-in-law because mom's treated me like a son from day one. You know what I'm saying? But there was still a barrier that I really could not cross because of when you kind of have that type of, because I guess I say because I wasn't brought up. I think I had to deal. I think I had to deal more with your aunts and uncles than I had to deal with mom.
They was Trump tight.
Thugs, boy.
It was what? Like, who are you? Where you come from?
Where you come from? What set you claim? I say, hold up, Slim. Wait a minute. Yes. I'm gonna tell you. Even my sister-in-law, she couldn't stand me. Woo, that girl couldn't stand me.
Stop saying that, because every time you say that, she said, that's not true.
She was worried
about your intentions, and then you have to think about it. I had been there all her life, so in her mind, you taking my sister away.
Well, listen. What I'm going to say is, you better, now I know you love me, praise the Lord. Mm. But back then, oh my God, I couldn't smile the right way.
That is funny. And one of our viewers, she mentioned, again, make that decision about the holiday plans now so that you can be on one accord. We mentioned that, you know, like I said, and that's so true. Sit down now. Make sure you understand that now. Make sure you understand the personalities of both of your parents as you're developing those plans.
Yeah.
And say, all right, now you know when we say this and when we do this, your mama gonna do this or your daddy gonna do that. Now let's make sure that we're able to address that as you're building your plan.
Right.
All right. And then make sure that their expectations are realistic.
Right.
Now you know that if your mama, your mother-in-law had her son and she always wants to be with him and always wants to take over and be in the kitchen and do the cooking, and you want to do a little bit of the cooking. So don't say she can't be in the kitchen. Just say, okay, well, maybe I'll allow her to do these things.
Right.
And then we can share these opportunities together in the kitchen.
Because it's all about, because when you look at it, when you, like you say, we're family.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? We still got to have the open heart and the open mind to embrace one another.
Right.
But the thing is that we have to make sure, because we have some people that just have that type of personality, that takeover type of personality. But it's like, you know, hold up, wait a minute. You know, this is just how, this is what we've set for this household. You know, that's why I thank God for my brother, because he was like, I remember him saying, we don't do that. And it was just it. And that was it. I said, that was all you had to say? He said, yeah. So guess what I did? We don't do that. And I'm sitting there just as confident, and you know, because I'm the baby, so it's like, I ain't want to be like, oh, yes, ma'am. But it was like, I'm sorry, you know, mom, we don't do that. But then what tripped me out was that it was like, oh, okay, then. And that was it. And it was just like, oh, shoot, it was that easy. But you know, of course, with some, when you're already accustomed to always giving in, you might get pushed. Now, one thing I want you to understand is not that the parents are doing it intentionally.
Right.
It's just it's like, because you got to remember, when you get married, you have now have to put a whole, now you have to learn how to work together as one.
Right.
Then you're going to have to learn how to work together with other influences.
Right.
Because the thing is, when you have that in-law influence, because it's just like this, even if, I don't care if you can have the greatest relationship growing up, but now the relationship that you have with your mom, that you have with your father, it does not trump the relationship that you have with your spouse.
And that's really important.
Because it's the barriers that you set. Because it's just like, you know, my mom loves to get up and she likes to pray with me. Okay, well, that's cool. I got a problem with that. But if being a wife had time to pray, that means I'm just going to be in prayer a little bit longer. Because it's not saying that you can't do the things that you're accustomed to. It's just saying you have to make sure that you put it in this right priority.
Right.
Because if you, well, like for me, it, you know, me and my wife, we pray in the morning. So then when mom come to town, do I neglect the wife to pray with mom because I know she missed? No. Like I said earlier, that just means I have to be in prayer more, because, which is, prayer is always good, praise the Lord. But because I got to make sure that what I still have still remains, because this is the thing. Your in-law is going to go back home. Right. You going to leave.
Right.
So the thing is, like, how when... what we dealt with coming up through the ranks is that when we didn't have those barriers set, when we went home, I'm trying to tell you, I was quiet. And I would sit back, and I remember me and one of my partners, me and somebody was talking, And I was like, no, I'm just going to let her be her for this moment because I'm sitting back and observing. Here she is, I think she's running things. Where you at? I'm doing what I had already told you that we was going to do. Well, I need the vehicle. What the? Wait a minute. Who you with? That, you know what I'm saying? It was that kind of thing. But for me and how I dealt with it, I just sat back and let you do it. But now it's now becomes an issue that's getting ready to travel all the way back home because it's like, wait a minute, this is not who we are. This is not what we do. So it's important that even when you set those guidelines, I like to call it, when you set the guidelines in the beginning, don't try to go past it because then now you're going to be, now that whoever goes, you know, outside of the guidelines, now they're going to be in the wrong if something take place. Because you got to remember, all the enemy needs is just a crack.
Just a crack.
That's all it needs, just a crack. Because if you make room for the enemy to have that crack, then guess what? Now you have more that you have to deal with when you get back to what's familiar to you, basically,
right,
when you return home or when others leave.
Right.
Because now you have to now deal with the person that you came to the party with that you just, you know, straight just basically told him that you're going to do whatever you're going to do. Now you're stuck with him. So with him or her, now you're going to have to deal with what the issue was.
Right.
Because now you're not on the same, now you're not on the same page. And if you're not on the same page, then guess what? Now you're having issues.
And remember that your family, right? And they all love the same person.
Right.
Like that's the thing. They all love your husband or they all love you. And so now you have to understand how that's going to work now together in one unit amongst all the family.
Right.
But you all love the same person.
Right, right, right.
So because you all love the same person, figure out how you're going to make it work.
Right. Right. That is so key. There's a couple of little points that we hit those points?
Oh, yeah, we did. We hit those points. But I do want to stop now that we, you know, at a pause moment. Let's see if there are any questions for When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to turn it on so you can? It done got quiet.
I know. Any questions? No questions? All right. And we will keep it moving. So there are.
Well, we'll do it at the end. We'll do that at the end.
Okay.
So, but. You know, this is the thing, because now you have to remember, the toughest thing is because when you start acting like a kid and I'm gonna give this one. So this past Christmas, we had an in-law that came to visit, and it was a little different, because one thing that I had to recognize is that, you know, you don't really know me. And so, you know, that's fine. That's, you know, it's cool and dandy. But my thing is, one, I'm never gonna, one, when you come into my house, you're gonna always feel welcome. That's just how we are.
Right.
But I went and I'm gonna sit back now, because when you're in my house, it's a little different. It's different from when I'm in your house. But when you're in my house, you gotta remember what goes on in my. If I allow it, I'm held accountable. And for every husband that is out there, you have to understand that what you allow in your house, you're held accountable.
Right.
You are held accountable. And so my thing is not saying that you got to be what you say. You don't have to be the warden, you know what I'm saying? But you just have to be mindful of what you allow to go on in your house.
Right.
And so, when that individual came for Christmas, I mean, it was great. We had big fun.
We did.
We had big fun, but I kind of saw, you know, certain things, and I had to pull wife to the side. You good? You straight? She's like, I'm fine. We're good. I said, okay. No, it wasn't nothing between us per se. It was with what was going on. And so I had to make sure that she was straight, because it's like some things that kind of make you think a little different.
Right.
And so, and that's why it's like, huh, is all is well? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not saying that you can't have fun. You just got, you'll know when your spouse tend to change, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. You'll know even when yourself begin to change. So even wise, y'all, you have to make sure, you have to be, you. That's what I was looking for. You still have to be aware of one another.
Right.
What's the matter?
And even in being aware of one another, so, because you know I'm all about transparency.
Yeah, tread lightly though. Tread lightly.
So I'm about transparency, and I'm
tread
about,
lightly.
And I'm about
tread.
Help, and I'm about helping people, right?
Tread lightly.
So
don't mention.
So when you have family that you know you're rebuilding relationships with, sometimes it could be a challenge. Some because you're still learning one another. You're still trying to form the norm. You're still trying to figure out who they are. You're still trying to figure out yourself and who you are. And there are certain standards that, you know, we have in our household, certain family dynamics that we have, and certain belief systems that we have, even when it comes to the body of Christ, right?
Right, right.
And so as you're moving and you're breeding, like as you're going through that process, there are times when, which is a great segue into, there are times where you could get to a point to where you're upset, or you could get to a point to where you're aggravated, or you could get to a point to where you just kind of get agitated with a particular family member. And so what you want to do is determine that cool down period. Determine what you're going to do if you both have set your standards and you're enforcing your standards and it still does not seem to be working. Determine what it is you're going to do to say, all right, so this is the deal. This is how we do certain things. Either you can deflect the conversation, or you can be direct and you can hit the conversation head on. You can determine if you want to just go ahead and nip it in the bud and ruin the holiday, or or if you want to just say, you know what, this is my cool down period. This is what I'm going to do in this particular moment. I'm going to go ahead, finish preparing. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then I will go outside, or I will go and I'll, you know, just entertain the kids, or I will go and me and my husband will just kind of sit and we'll talk and we'll have our own dynamics. Or we kind of pull out a game board or something and just kind of change the atmosphere so that it could be a little bit lighter. But determine now what that cool down is going to be, because what you don't want to do is be in the midst of the buildup and things explode and then the holidays are ruined.
Go a different way. Yeah. So, and even in moments like that, I love how James 1 in verse 2 through 4 puts it. And he says, my brethren, he says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Well, count it all joy that even when you find yourself being agitated, when you find yourself being frustrated, you know, due to the new movement that has taken place, you know, in the home, especially during this time. Because when you look at it, you're going to get agitated when you go do all this shopping, when you go online, the internet go down, somebody burnt the fish, somebody drunk the soda. You know what I'm saying? You have a whole lot that's actually going on, because now, whatever, like if your in-laws are coming to your house, now your everyday rhythm is now not the same.
Right.
So now you have a nap piece that's taken off, but yet count it all joy. And knowing this, verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work in you, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So you have to allow patience. You have to allow patience to do the work within you. So I mean, I'm gonna tell you, you got to walk in faith, because patience and faith go hand in hand, if you ask me.
Right.
And so then that will help you, like you said, you've got to find that moment to take a breather, but woo, woo sigh, woo sigh, woo sigh. So and then you can go right back at it for another round, if you will. But it's these moments during the holidays is when I find that people tend to be the most patient and the most joyous. And so when you get to that point, because now everybody's happy. You got Thanksgiving, everybody going to eat good. Then you got Christmas, everybody going to eat good again.
Now, if you have that in-law that can't cook,
listen.
Let me give you just a little hint. You know how when you go to somebody's house and you don't want to be rude because you want to be able to taste all the food, you want to do all this stuff? Go get a little bit at a time.
Small piece. Small. So that, get a taster. Get a taster.
And,
that's it.
And what we used to do back
don't
home.
Don't get a spoonful.
And what we used to do back home was, you know, when I was little, my mom, like anytime we would go to somebody else's house to eat, she would make us eat at home first. So you eat at home first. So if you go to somebody else's house and they don't know how to cook.
Listen, you won't hurt them if you say, I'm full.
Then you aren't leaving there still hungry because.
You done ate. You done you
right,
done
you
ate.
Had a little bit of something beforehand.
Beforehand. I'm trying to tell you. So.
I'm just telling you, that's a little side note of yeah. some wisdom for you.
So it's okay. Oh my goodness, this looks good. Who made this? You already know if Betty May don't know how to cook, but she but she made the casserole. Ooh, this look good. Who made this? Oh, Betty May made it. Oh, praise the Lord. We're gonna move to the next one. Then you got somebody else fall for.
And Eric and I, we have this thing, right? We have this eye contact.
Stay away from that, y'all. Stay away from that.
We got this eye contact deal. So if we do like a we go to somebody's house and we taste something, we always get just a little bit.
Just a little cold.
And then as we go back, you know, it'd be like, oh, baby, did you have such and such? Yeah, I had it.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, I had that one, cuz. Where is that?
So that's our cue. You might not want to get
it. You might not want to touch that one, Slim.
I never forget. We were
stop.
We were in Alaska.
I have
a great aunt who makes bomb sweet potato pie, and so she has taught me her recipe. I've taken that recipe, refined it, and it's amazing. Like, we could do sweet potato pies for life.
All day.
And but I only make them for the holidays. And so we went to this house, and they had some sweet potato pies. You know how sometimes sweet potato pies are thick?
No, ain't no so, sometimes. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me clarify this one. She makes hers very small. I don't know why. But you know how you make the sweet potato pie where it filled the paint. Yeah.
Man, he went. Eric went, and because I make really good sweet potato pies, I don't eat everybody's sweet potato pies.
And I don't eat after that unless it's twisted.
Eric went and bought. He went and got his big old sweet potato pie. Has some whipped cream on it.
And I don't eat whipped cream.
And went and
no,
went and bit into it.
I went, oh. Then I tried to drown that mug in whipped cream. I mean, whipped cream. I tried to drown it in whipped cream.
It was hilarious.
I told her real quick. She was going to cut her a piece. Oh, babe, you got a big piece. Let me get my no.
That was when we started the communication. It was hilarious.
It was my
goodness. It was
more like, save yourself.
It was funny. So if you have to do a McDonald's run, like one of those,
you better grab some fries.
Do something before you go. So ooh. That way, if you get there and the food isn't all that good, you already have something. You're not starving. Right? You're not starving. It was hilarious, though. So yeah, we do that, and it's prepare yourself and put different things in place now.
Right.
And then sometimes you do too. Like, I know there are some couples who their holidays are different based on their culture.
Right.
So go ahead now and prepare so that if there are certain foods that you're accustomed to, for example, our son, he plays college football in Pennsylvania.
Stop!
And no, he plays college football in Pennsylvania, okay. And there are a lot of families there who are Italian.
Oh man!
So
yeah.
The food is bomb. Like,
oh my
the food
goodness.
Is amazing.
Ooh, this Betty Sue, know, man.
But you know, I was used to Thanksgiving. We get mac and cheese. We get fried chicken.
I'm
you get a pound cake. You get all of this stuff. So when we went there, we were like, wait a second. It's no mac and cheese.
Lasagna.
They were like, who does mac and cheese for Thanksgiving? I was like, we do.
It was they were lasagna. Like,
huh? No, they do lasagna. They're Italian, so they have the bomb wedding soup.
Oh my God!
The lasagna is amazing. So it's all Italian food based on their culture.
It was those nice pasta things. Ooh, them jokes was good.
Right, so it's based on their culture, and, right. And the antipasta. That's the first time I had the best antipasta.
Oh, yeah, I still don't know what that is.
That was bomb.
She said, did you try the antipasta? I don't know. I'm just ready. What is it? Put it out to me.
It was so good. So I want you to just kind of remember that like I said, when especially when you're coming together and this is your first time going to your spouse's, you know, family time for Thanksgiving, or even if you're engaged and you're going for the first time, understand the different cultures in advance.
Right.
So that you know how to prepare yourself.
And I'm telling you, if it's your first time going, just know the person that can't cook is going to try to offend you the most.
Yeah.
Because you'll be the first one to taste the food. Don't set your spouse up for them to take the fall. So they can be over the toilet the rest of the day. Don't do that. Don't do that. Make sure you let them know. Baby, listen, they can't cook. So whatever she tell you to grab, get a corner, at least when you wrap it up in bread, it won't hurt so bad.
Understand, too, about your children, if you have children, what the game plan is and the rules for your children.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get around family, and we're from the South, so it takes a village to raise a kid is what we believe in, so everybody corrects your child.
Right.
Which isn't always a bad thing, but understand what your boundaries and your limits are for your family.
And then, like, for us, we had to, like, for Eric, you know, my son is just a rough kid. And so it was like, nah, I got the right cousins that you need to play with. Go play with them. Because these, they rough too. And they, you know what I'm saying? And they got with him. But it was great because he began to see something totally different. So at the same time, you also got to know, you have to know your kids. It's just like with my daughter. I'm like, listen, you can't go talking like you be talking where you going because you might get popped. I'm just letting you know. So it's just like, be careful. So you have to let them know because of, like I said in the beginning, how you structure your family is how, you know, is your household. And so I understand everybody may not take to it. So that's why you have to set those boundaries as you begin to head out, or when they begin to come in. So we're getting ready to come to the end. We have a plethora of announcements that we would love for you all to come out and be on the lookout for. And also, man, I'm telling you that God is also doing a new thing with Marriage Takeover as well.
So don't leave. We have a phenomenal announcement coming up. Actually, a couple. So Marriage Takeover is going on TV.
Wow!
We are so excited.
Wait, what? Oh, we're going where? Oh, my goodness!
We are going on TV starting December 15th. You'll be able to catch Marriage Takeover live on the WBGR network, where we will be live on Roku TV, Apple TV, and Fire Stick at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So December 15th, Slim.
Super excited about that. We will continue to have the platform on When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank them so much for the platform that has set sail, and God has opened up doors. So we thank God for the viewers. We thank God for When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. And we thank God for you guys.
Yes.
We
thank God for you.
The Marriage Takeover Retreat is coming February 15th, 2020. Registration will be open at the end of this month, so I want you to make sure that you get that you don't miss that. We also again have date night again that's coming up this Friday, and it's starting at 6 p.m. So make sure that you register. Registration is free, but we need to know how many people to let the chef know to prepare for.
And he's the bomb chef.
He is amazing.
I'll tell you, I know a few chefs, and all of them are awesome.
And if you want us to come bring a date night to a city near you or to your city, please email us, marriagetakeover@gmail.com, and we will plan to be able to come and see you in your city in 2020. We are excited about it. Visit our website, www.marriagetakeover.com. We also have a book coming that we are super excited about.
Excited
that will be available for the retreat coming in February. Whoa. And we will open it up. we're gonna open up the pre-orders for those of you who will not be in the area for the retreat. We're gonna open that up so that you can have first dibs to the book and to the journal if you're interested in that as well. All right?
And the workbook.
And the workbook. So you'll have an opportunity to be able to get that as well. The retreat will take place in the DMV area, DC metropolitan, DC, Maryland, Virginia area.
The DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia.
So if you are in the area,
come on out.
If you want Marriage Takeover to come to your city next year, let us know. Let's talk about it. If you are a business owner and you would like to be able to be featured as we're going to this new platform, either here on When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio or on WBGR Network, please visit our website, email us, let us know so that we can get the advertisement up and running. And then don't forget about Audible. Audible, again, is a content that includes the unmatched selections of the audiobooks, the original audio shows, the news, the comedy, and more from some of the leading audiobook publishers and authors and broadcasters and the entertainers. You can select any book of your choice for free. Right. I wonder, did anybody go back and check out the book that we did last month? Because
no,
it was phenomenal.
It got quiet. It got real quiet.
And then go to and download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover. Again, that is audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover for your free audiobook. We again want to thank When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio, Reverend Ray Rose. And we want to thank you again for listening, for viewing in. And we appreciate you. We love you. And
thank
we
you.
Want the best for you and your marriage, your family, your relationships. And remember, at the end of the day, for the in-laws, it's family.
It's
you
family.
All love each other. Show love. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Yes, it does.
All
we
right.
are family.
<You're so silly. laughs> Whoa,
got all my homies with me.
Hey.
We are family.
Come on. So we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And don't forget about the Marriage Takeover Retreat coming in February 2020. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And we are Marriage Takeover, getting ready to pray and sign off.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done in this broadcast, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for lifting the heavens, Father. We thank you for stopping all the interruptions, oh God. And so, Father God, we thank you for just having your way. Father, I ask that you continue to be with us as we depart from this place, but never from your presence.
Yes,
Father God,
yes.
Continue to keep every listening ear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will continue to show the love to one another, even in this time of holiday season that we're getting ready to go in. Continue to strengthen the couples now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
Continue to make them one Father, one flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We bless you. We say this prayer, you die, son, in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you for joining Marriage Takeover, Body of One.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.
All right, so this is the bonus to the in-laws and the holidays episode. So our story that we wanted to share with you that we had for the holidays was...
So what happened was my mother-in-law was actually coming up to stay, and they were, and in her communicating, somebody failed to communicate everything that was being said to me.
So what happened was my mother was in a situation, a relationship that she was trying to get out of. She was also undergoing some kind of health concerns and issues. And my sister had just graduated. She was kind of on her own. And so I was like, hey, listen, I was in the military. So I was like, hey, listen, mom, you could just come and stay with us. Like, it's not an issue. It's not a deal. And it really wasn't an issue. And it really wasn't a deal. But what I failed to do was communicate that with my husband.
Right. And so not doing that, it caused friction between me and my mother-in-law, when it really didn't have to be.
Right. So there were, I mean, she was here, she was staying, she was getting comfortable, she was working. Eric was like, when is your mom going home? I was like, well, she kind of not. He was like, huh? So it was a conversation. It was right before the holidays. And, you know, things are kind of settling in. She was here with us for that Christmas. She stayed for a couple of months longer. And we just kind of had a conversation. And it really wasn't going to work. And it was unfair to Eric just because I did not communicate to him, again, in that mindset of, you know, mom is coming. She's coming to stay with us. So it was a matter of when she said that she was needing a change, just because I knew all that she had been through. Me again as the oldest daughter, me again kind of being that one that she kind of relied on as a single parent, I was like, it's a no-brainer. You can come, you can stay here. It's cool, it's chill, whatever.
So, but because she failed to handle it the right way, Even it's like, was I rude? No, I was just short. So that would mean rude, because all I said was, you know, after got about a good month in, I'm like, you know, hold on, you're not real comfortable. And so after we got a month in, I'm like, what's going on? It was like, oh, you know, nothing. She's like, okay. Then everything got a little short. And so now all it was just hey and bye, because, you know, I was left out of something I should have had a say in. And so as I'm going hey and bye, that might have lasted about, you know, a week or two. And then mom was just like, you know what? Come here. I was like, ma'am. And she says,
What's going on?
I said, nothing. She said, no. She said, you ain't never treated me like this. I said, have I disrespect you, mom? She was like, no, but we normally laugh and talk and, you know, stuff of, you know, those type of things. And I'm like, and she was like, what is wrong? And I said, well, Ma, I didn't know that you was going to be here this long. And she was like, wait a minute, Tamika didn't tell you? I was like, no, ma'am. I had no idea. So therefore, and she's like, oh, so now you're happening to change everything you do because now that I'm here. And I was like, Ma, and I was like, yeah, but Ma, you know, I don't have no problem, but there was nothing ever said to me. Man,
I got in trouble.
When we were sitting on that couch, now me and mom's, we good. But when Tamika came through that door still in her military uniform, mom said, Kimmel, sit down. I said, whoa. I said, well, let me get out of here. She said, no, baby, you fine. Sit down. I said, yes, ma'am. Boy, when I tell you, mama laid into her, she says to her, Tamika, how come you did not tell Eric what was going on? And she just sat there and she was just quiet. She was like, she said, no, you need to say why you did not tell me what was going on. Well, mom, because he didn't know the situation, blah, blah, blah. She said, how you expect for him to know the situation if you don't tell him?
Right.
And I was like, and I'm sitting here, I'm leaning on mom. I'm like, this thing like, you in trouble. And so I'm sitting here, but the thing was that really blessed me. She told her, she says, do you want your husband? She said, because he is a great man from everything that I have seen and from the trap that you threw at me. She says, do you want him? She said, because this is for you not communicating to him about what's going on in y'all's house is a sure way to get him to leave. But then she saw the question of why would he would leave? Well, because I'm not going to be here all the time. But this was just a one moment that you need to let your husband know, hey, these are changes that my mom is going through. How about her staying here? I mean, when I tell you, I thank God for my mother-in-law. My God. Because she's taught me and taught her all at the same time about what marriage is really all about. And I'm telling you, from there, I want to say that was started our journey as far as with communicating. Because when she laid it down so clean, I was just like, wow.
Right. So make sure that you communicate. Communication is going to definitely be that key. And if you or your spouse have or are going to be missing a loved one during this holiday season, our prayers are with you all. We want to pray and just ask that you all be sensitive with one another and open with one another as you're going through this season.
Right.
We love you guys. And then one additional thing, if you and your family have a custom of deciding who's going to do Christmas gifts and you pull that during Thanksgiving time, make sure again that you communicate that with your spouse so that there are no surprises, no expectations, nothing that's going to be catch them off and by surprise during this holiday season. Right, holidays are for fun, for you to be able to enjoy one another, for you to be able to laugh and enjoy family. And so just make sure that you do that as well.
Right, because we don't want you to be like a couple of couples that we have recognized that after the holidays, now they're at one another's throat because of how they didn't feel one valued or respected or you know, just like you say, or how they were treated. And so we want to make sure that you go into the holidays with laughter and joy and come out of the holidays the same way that you went into it. Amen.
Amen. Have an awesome rest of your week.